But 25, 30 years after the building was first built, what they do is they put the so-called praise team up here on the front row, and they start all this. And what we are doing now is we're turning the church and its worship into the same sort of entertainment that exists in sectarianism today. People go to church to be entertained, not to worship. I don't know about you, but I sang the words of those songs that Brother Lewis led. Didn't you? Well, if you'd had that praise team up there doing it for you, you could have just sat back and listened and enjoyed the pretty music. But that's entertainment, isn't it? Where did God tell us we can't do that? Somebody says. Again, it goes back to the same argument, doesn't it? What if God tells me nothing about it? What if God says nothing about a praise team? That's what he did. Said nothing about it. We ought to be satisfied. Well, I know I could go on all night talking about such things, but I won't. I appreciate your kindness in listening tonight. And I want to take you back to one of the early points I made. Are you a person who is here tonight and you were sprinkled when you were a baby? Or you were poured, a little water was poured on you when you were a baby? Then it applies to you, doesn't it? This is something you need to study. You need to investigate. You need to open your Bible to the various passages that we've referred to here and others still, and reflect upon what that means for you and for your life. You need to obey the simple gospel of Jesus Christ yourself. What your parents may have done a long time ago is beside the point. Every case we read about in the New Testament of someone being converted, of someone who became a Christian, was an adult, a person of sufficient age to make a logical, intellectual decision to follow Christ, to believe in him, to repent of their sins, to confess his name, and to join with him in baptism for remission of sins in order to be put into Christ, Galatians 3. Verse 27. That can be you tonight. You can do that this very evening. All things are ready and prepared for your obedience. Won't you come while we stand and while we together sing?